With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Top Democrats are backing Joe Biden's 2024 bid for now after his poor showing at the presidential debate. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Before Thursday's debate had finished, some Democrats and Biden allies were calling on the president to withdraw from the White House contest. But influential voices within the party aren't giving up on their presumptive nominee just yet. On social media, former President Barack Obama alluded to his own poor showing in his first 2012 debate, saying bad debate nights happen. And House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries answered with a flat no when asked if Joe Biden should step aside. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Matt Continetti with the American Enterprise Institute says it's sad to see the U.S. in league with the United Nations when it comes to treating Israel poorly.
I mean, you look at the United Nations behavior since October 7th, and there's no way to escape the conclusion that the UN is an anti-Semitic organization who it seems its sole purpose now is to delegitimize, demonize, and apply double standards to the state of Israel.
Condetti was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. Pentagon Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh says that pier built by the U.S. military to bring aid to Gaza has been removed.
Due to high sea states expected this weekend, Central Command has removed the temporary pier from its anchored position in Gaza and will tow it back to Ashdod, Israel.
Meanwhile, many of the other groups who had been providing the assistance stopped delivering it earlier this month because of fears of Hamas attacks. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says it's not hard to see why the leader of Hamas has rejected a ceasefire.
Hamas rejected it because Mr. Sinwar, the head of Hamas, believes that time is on his side. He believes that the longer he waits, there'll be more pressure on Israel to agree not just to a temporary ceasefire, but to a permanent ceasefire and a total withdrawal from the Gaza Strip. Hamas wins.
This is SRN News. The Far East is now considered to be a growing mission field. Here's Michael Harrington.
According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, millions of people in that region have given up on religion entirely. 61% of people in Hong Kong, 52% in South Korea, 48% in Vietnam, and 42% in Japan all say they follow no particular faith. Those who do believe in something in those countries are Buddhists. There's a growing Christian population in China, but it represents a small minority of that vast population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Evangelicals, pro-family groups, and conservatives are reacting with mixed feelings to the Supreme Court decision that it will take up the issue of transgenderism. Some are welcoming the High Court's plan to consider a Biden administration challenge to a Tennessee law that bars the use of puberty blockers to help a child change their sex. Others fear the justices will side with the administration. This is SRN News. Lisa Dwyer reports that a man responsible for the deaths of eight migrants in Texas has received a lengthy sentence.
35-year-old George Alvarez was found guilty of intoxication manslaughter and the deaths of eight people struck by the SUV he was driving at a crowded bus stop outside a migrant shelter in Brownsville, Texas. Alvarez was also convicted on 10 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Authorities say Alvarez lost control of his vehicle after running a red light in May 2023 and that he had cocaine in his system. Alvarez was sentenced to 60 years in prison. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
NASA says two astronauts will remain in space longer to continue troubleshooting Boeing's capsule. NASA Friday did not give a return date at this point. Two veteran NASA test pilots blasted off on board Boeing's Starliner capsule on June 5th. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.